right now, let's catch a tailwind and go all in my heart around
Texas, baby. Our lovely Lone Star State.
Texas is my
show it some love town. And catch up some of those Texas topics. Yeah. Wind damage reports all over North Texas after really two rounds of big-time wind yesterday. I mean, there's nothing. We were talking about this yesterday across Tyre and Willow Park as we were also weighting ourselves down with tires and wheels. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse timeline-wise of an early, early morning storm. It's almost worse than an overnight storm. Like, we expect it around here, severe storms, you know, pop up in the afternoon. Okay, gives us a little time to think about it, at least mentally prepare for it. Mm-hmm. But when the tornado sirens are blaring off at 3:30 in the morning, that's not good for anybody. Even if you are awake, it just throws the whole day off. But that certainly is how yesterday started for most everybody. And ultimately, the National Weather Service, they didn't take long in surveying this one. There was confirmation of one EF1 tornado, and that was located touching down in Irving yesterday. So that was estimated to have wind speeds that clicked up to 110 miles an hour. So that would be on the weaker scale, obviously, in EF1 of the tornadic spectrum, but it still caused quite a bit of damage. And then everywhere else, crews will be out from the National Weather Service today to see if there's anything else that will be confirmed. But I mean, we had and reported yesterday, we had homes in Parker County, the RV parks damaged.
I know.
They had a grass fire there. About 15 acres got scorched in Crescent. That was fueled by the high winds. Over on the Dallas side, they were certainly not spared. In fact, they almost arguably got it worse. Late yesterday morning, three airplanes were overturned, upended there at the Dallas airport. Little one there. So, as for other damage, just well, your insurance adjuster will decide that on that. But we said for the Westoplex, 81 was the top registered reading, 81 mile an hour, and that was up there in Mineral Wells. So also saw yesterday, and then we had phase two after it calmed down a little bit late morning. And then, oh, Nelly saw this when Tina posted this out of Granbury. And we want to echo this for everybody that's brand new to the area. What Tina said. She said, this might sound stupid, but does anyone know why it looks reddish, brown, and orange outside? It almost looked like smoke, but I don't think that's smoke. No. That would be that West Texas phenomenon that blew its way all the way here. Because when you get a dust storm that is from the top of, like, stratosphere clouds reaching down to the ground, just blowing a wall of dust.
Hello?
That is, of course, as we've been saying, called what, Heather Lee?
That would be a haboob.
Haboob is its name, which translated basically means wall of dust right there. So then all the comments on that particular post was just explaining what that is, to which Chad says, yeah, tastes like West Texas too.
Delicious.
When the air is so thick that you can chew it, which it was yesterday, you got yourself a haboob. Yeah. 15, by the way, so far. That's a new record.
I love it.
We're not even to 7:30.
So congratulations to Micah Parsons, who is a man of many facets. Did you know that he is a chef in his spare time? He just won the Food Network's Kids Baking Championship.
That doesn't sound fair.
Yeah,
Micah Parsons is a grown man.
This Micah Parsons is actually, he's 11 years old and has a trophy. So there's that. He's straight out of Stephenville, will be featured in Food Network magazine, and won the competition with a zoo-inspired cake.
Very cool.
Now, this is the best part. He lives on a 150-acre ranch down in Stephenville.
Yeah, buddy.
And started baking because they have too many eggs.
Wow.
I know. What a flex. Where did you go?
Hey, little Micah there. Maybe we could talk after the show and get your information on that. I don't know. Probably Jerry will sign him to a new deal before he signs the other Micah Parsons to one. Well, at least you're getting a champion
unlimited.
On one scale.
Mm-hmm.
Today, blowing into the stockyards. We told you about this yesterday. It'll be an 11:30 start time right down there on Exchange in Maine. Getting ready for the 2025 PBR World Finals, which come up to Jerry World AT&T Stadium in May. And Kid Rock's Rockin' Rodeo. Kid Rock will be leading a big old procession. I want to see Kid Rock. I want to see Kid Rock riding the Fort Worth herd. That's what I want to see, just personally. Now, he'll be himself there as a part of this kind of presser media event, but also for you, the fans, it's free to attend out there. It's kind of minimal on the details and exactly, like, if you're going to meet him, if you can say anything, if that Democratic congressman from Houston can go out there and heckle him, perhaps. I'm not sure what all would be available, but he'll be joined by other dignitaries, too, and a lot of PBR writers, as well as Stephen Jones, who, again, is listed not as a member of the Dallas Cowboys brass or Jerry's son, but as owner and operator of AT&T Stadium.
Well, yeah, and you know, my best friend Maddie Parker's going to be down there as well. So you really want to celebrate manager day?
There it is. So go ahead and get your Kid Rock going out in the Stockyards today. That's an 11:30 start time.
Bow with the bar.
Ba-dang-a-dang.
Diggy-diggy. Okay, so the art of dressing nice to head out on the town is not a lost art in the great state of Texas. Proof positive, a guy by the name of Jack, who went on quite the escapade down in Fayette County. The sheriff's office located him wearing a sassy red coat. He was on the run, and all this was particularly interesting because he's a kangaroo. They put out a call on social media that if anyone was missing their marsupial, they admitted they can't make this stuff up. And Jack's person finally found him and returned home. And they actually knew it was him because he was wearing a red coat.
Sure.
So kind of like if you lost Howie and he had a monocle, you would know he was Howie.
Certainly wouldn't want to confuse it with any other loose kangaroos around the area.
No.
It's
easy to get confused.
Tiny kangaroo down, sport. Tiny kangaroo down and on the other.
Hi, Russell.
Running and rumbling and loose livestock on the road. The Houston Stock Show and Rodeo, they kicked off. Yesterday was the first day of the Houston Rodeo, and immediately, Houston police posts on X, Houston, we have a problem.
Ruh-roh.
Last seen running northbound towards OST, which there in Houston is Old Spanish Trail, a rather busy thoroughfare. A cow escaped and was running down.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. And a couple of people tried to stop it, but the cow would not be stymied. It was a brown cow. It was seen galloping down the road away from where they're having the stock show there in Houston. Yeah. Guy was seen chasing it. Tried to grab the rope on the bovine, and that didn't work out too well for him. So it outpaced everybody. All the police that were trying to chase it down and... yeah, first day of the Houston Rodeo kicks off just like that. Houston's having problems with decorum. We needed a sergeant at arms for that one.
Well, yeah, and I think we're kind of used to hearing that out here. Parker County, Hood County, Wise County. There's cows everywhere. That's not really a popular sight in downtown Houston.
The cow escaped right before the Junior Dairy Cattle Show was set to take place yesterday. And here's the weirdest thing about this. I looked like all over the... No reports that it was caught. Or it was, maybe it's just stuck somewhere in Houston traffic.
Yeah. Do we need to call Matt Brockman?
Maybe it's on its way and her Kid Rock's going to party in the Stockyards.
Bow with the bow.
Dang-a-dang.
Boogie-boogie.
Diggy-diggy.